show. Rick Ralph from TSN 1290 joins us. Rick, man, the Jets season started out so promising, and it's not over by any stretch. They're not completely out of it, but it seems every time they take a step forward, then they take another step backwards, and it's two forwards and it's two backwards, and they're nearing the 50 game mark. And they're still out of the playoffs, albeit only by 3 points, but they haven't been able to get any consistent flow. How come?
You know, two steps forward, one step back, or something like that. Paul Abdul, I think, had a song in the 80s about, and then something opposites attract. But that's kind of the theme, I think, for the song this year for the Winnipeg Jets. Jason, they're 1 point better than they were this time last year at 50 games. And chasing the Calgary Flames, as you mentioned, by 3 points. They were chasing the Calgary Flames 20 games into the season by 3 points. They got as far out as five. Now they're back to three. So I call the standings race and this wild card race for that last spot there in the West a bit of a mirage, because the Winnipeg Jets are at 50 games. Granted, they've got 32 more to go here, but they haven't been able to win three in a row. Granted, if you could win four or five, and they've done that once this season, if you put together some wins here, you might be able to climb into that playoff picture, but they haven't been able to do that yet this year through the first 50 games, and they find themselves basically struggling along here to gain any kind of consistency or momentum. So, having said that, they played a very good game last night against the Anaheim Ducks. The Ducks had a shorthanded goal and a power play goal, and the Jets went 0-for-5 on the man advantage. Their power play had been running about 26% in the last five games. It goes dry at the worst possible time. And for the ninth time this season, the Jets were looking to win possibly three in a row, and they just couldn't do it again.
Injuries, of course, have been a factor. Patrick Laine, is he a go tonight for sure?
Laine is a go tonight from what we understand. And Andre Pavlik will get the starting goal again, because that goaltending's been a little bit of an issue here. But Laine is going to be a boost. They lost Perreault last night. Corey Perry, who is no stranger to slashing people, got him on the arm. The league says they're not worried about that. No supplemental discipline coming there. That's angered Jets fans a bit. But Perreault, who is customarily out of the lineup at some point in the season, will exit again for the second time this year. And you thought maybe they'd call somebody up for this, but you'd be moving a guy. Nick Batan has shown promise by moving up there, but this was going to be a bit much. So Patrick Laine, they're not pushing him back into the lineup by any means. They thought he might be able to go yesterday, but they wanted to wait an extra day. Paul Maurice did, and we understand he gets the assignment here tonight.
Ehlers has come on and produced a lot of points, right, as has Laine and Scheifele. I've heard some rumblings, though, that Ehlers, Byfuglien, Laine at times maybe haven't been as responsible away from the puck as some would like, and that Paul Maurice hasn't come down as hard on them as some would like. What do you say to that?
Yeah, Ehlers, 17 goals on the year. He scored last night, 3 goals in 3 games now, but it's been the play away from the puck. So a couple of games ago, Paul Maurice, the Jets had a rare lead and a sizable lead as well. So it enabled him the opportunity to drop Ehlers down on the fourth line and kind of have him, and then Andrew Copp moved up. Copp probably benefited more than Ehlers. But Ehlers, just kind of an assignment of when you're not, when you don't have the puck or you're not playing with these top flight guys, work a little harder to get that puck. And he did. He scored. So, Coach, it was a one-game assignment. I liked what he saw from Ehlers, but a little more consistency away from the puck. Having said that, and Maurice has mentioned it, it's a minor thing for him. Ehlers is putting up points. As I mentioned, 17 goals. He's two ahead of his career high of his rookie year last year, if you want to call it a career high. And he scored three here in his last three. So he's been rolling. Dustin Byfuglien has been a lightning rod this year for Winnipeg Jets. And the problem, I think, for Dustin Byfuglien, one, he's coming off the big contract in the offseason, and two, the Jets have found themselves behind the eight ball in the majority of the games that they've played this season. So if they're trailing, Byfuglien thinks he has to do more. And so then you get into the high-risk riverboat gambling type Dustin Byfuglien that we got away from last year, but a couple of years ago when you're in an Olympic year and the Americans thought about taking him on, he was too much risk. He's shown that he can shore that up. But if this team gets behind, which often it does this year, he feels, I think, that he has to do a little bit too much, and then you get into the risky plays.
To go back to the goalies here for a second, if Pavlik really struggles in net tonight or over the next couple of games, what on earth is Winnipeg going to do?
Well, I think at this point they would like to try Hellebuck again. They've had an opportunity here where Pavlik's come in and just stopped the bleeding. because it got bad there for Hellebuck in a couple of straight games where he got yanked. And historically, when he would get yanked, he'd come back and have a really strong game. Well, that trend kind of ended as well, and Michael Hutchinson has been having his trouble. So you got a couple of inexperienced NHL netminders that then spent some practice time, which the Jets haven't had a lot of lately, with Wade Flaherty, the goaltending coach. He's been working with them individually, even the day of a game, not including today, of course, because they played last night. But Hutchinson would be out an hour before the guys would come out and skate, and he's working with Wade Flaherty. I think the idea is Andre Pavlik will get the start here tonight. He's the veteran guy that, right or wrong, however it goes here, he can take the criticism. The other guys, you wonder about, it's between the ears. And to start a guy like Connor Hellebuyck on home ice tonight against a team, the San Jose Sharks, that, you know, granted, played last night in Denver and a long trip to get here, it's probably a little more suitable. And Hellebuyck and the Jets have had ridiculous success this year, beating Chicago three times. That's the next stop. Thursday night is in Chicago before the All-Star break. And so why not come back with your young netminder on the road rather than do it here again at night? And I don't think it really matters what Hellebuyck here, or I should say Pavlik, does here tonight. He's won his first two, and then he lost that one last night. But he's allowed three goals against here in each of the three games, and he was supported by run support in the first two. He didn't get it last night against the Ducks.
What do you think the Jets do? Like, is Hellebuyck the obvious guy to protect an expansion? Like, do they have to be?
They signed Michael Hutchinson to that extra year so that they would have that goaltender to expose. Pavlik's up at the end of this season, and then away he goes. So, you know, he wasn't going to be an option. They get Hutchinson signed for the other year. He'll be the guy that is exposed, and Hellebuyck will be the guy that's protected. Having said that, if they get to the end of this year, I think, and find that Hellebuyck is struggling, they're probably going to have to go out and find themselves a netminder in the off season. But the plan was to go with the young guys here through this season. I don't know that anybody envisioned that there would be the problems early on here, or at least halfway through the season, where they'd have to rely on Andre Pavlik in the minors.
Do you think they would possibly look at then maybe acquiring one of the goalies, like a Fleury or somebody who people think they're going to lose anyway, and then expose Hellebuyck?
You know what? Great question. I don't know what their plans are as far. I mean, you never know what the Winnipeg Jets' plans are. Kevin Cheveldayoff never kind of, you know, pulls his cards away from the vest. So the idea, I think, at least at the start of the season, was to run these guys and then expose Hutchinson. I mean, you're not going to lose Hutchinson in the expansion draft the way things have been going here. And I don't even know that you'd lose Hellebuyck the way he's played as well. So it's a bit of a crapshoot. But I think they get to the end of the year, and if that's the case, I mean, they're going to have Hutchinson for the next year anyway. He'll still be the guy that's exposed. But I would think then, you know, depending on how the rest of these 32 games go with Hellebuyck, they may be considering acquiring a goaltender in the offseason here. And that could get interesting, right? Because you have a number of teams that are complaining about goaltending this year, and there's a few guys out there, but would the Jets be willing to take on that big salary when they're losing the $3.9 million cap hit here, I think, around that Pavlik's carrying? I don't know that they want to go down that road. So it's an interesting debate here as to what to do with goaltending in Winnipeg.
Rick, we appreciate it. An interesting time in Winnipeg. And lastly, if the Jets, because right now they're only 3 points out, but let's say here in the next 6 weeks, things don't turn around, either GM or coach at the end of the season in trouble, or both?
There's been a lot of debate that here, Jason, about whether both of them go into next year on the final years of their contract. Before this kind of turmoil came along here, there were whispers, and not strong ones, that both of these individuals be looking at a contract extension. From my understanding, there's no concern about Paul Maurice and how he's been handling this. They look at it from the big picture with some young guys coming in, Laine at 18, Ehlers is 20. You've got Josh Morrissey on the blue line, who's 20 years of age. Shifley's still relatively young, and they like the way that they look at it from the big picture. So I don't think there's any jeopardy as far as that goes. Having said here, if the Jets continue to struggle and flounder, and they get, now the injury mount is, you know, getting bigger again, but if they can, you know, find their way along here, I'd find it surprising if either one of them were not brought back. But certainly the pressure is going to increase here if things continue to go sideways.
Rick, as always, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the broadcast tonight.
Will do. Thanks. Anytime.